So we've got these gospel stories. And while we're doing that, let's someone who's going to look at a Bible in front of them and read three passages from Deuteronomy. Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus, Numbers, Deuteronomy. I just want to first off. And there's a New Testament and Psalms in the middle somewhere. But the fifth book of the Bible, someone could grab a Bible. You got that? All right, yeah, I'm going to do it. So she can be a Bible reader when it's all the time. Just so you know, this reading today, Jesus, all Jesus does to answer the devil, this person who is questioning, who's testing him in the wilderness as he's full of the Holy Spirit. And the Spirit leads him into the wilderness. So you have the Spirit there and the devil there. And that's kind of how it is with temptation and with us. And that's kind of how we talk about being Lutheran, saint, and sinner. That, you know, we can do some great stuff, and then we kind of lean towards some popping of the devil and some tempting stuff, and then we do some bad stuff. And we get back. And so our lives are like that. We're trying to move forward, but, you know, that saint and sinner stuff, it's right here. Jesus has experienced the same thing. He's been led by the Spirit to be in the wilderness. Now the devil is coming. So the devil says to him, if you are the Son of God, command this stone to become a loaf of bread. And Jesus answered him, it is written, one does not live by bread alone. So if you could, Jan, read Deuteronomy 8:3. Now this isn't the first Bible of the Bible, the Torah. This is basic Jewish scripture. Jewish folks, this is right, this is central to who they are, this is central to what Jesus calls, it's central to our heritage as well. What's it say?
He humbled you by letting you hunger, then by feeding you with manna, with which neither you nor your ancestors were acquainted, in order to make you understand that one does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord.
One does not live by bread alone. One doesn't even live by the God-inspired man. One lives by what? Is that last part?
Every word that comes from the mouth
of the Lord. The thing that Jesus wants us to understand is it's not about miracles. Life is not about miracles. We may get miracles, but that's not what life is about. And frequently, we don't get miracles. And so that lives itself out in prayer. When you pray, what is the thing you pray for? If you have someone, a loved one who's hurting, you're going to pray for that person. If you have someone you know who's sick, you're going to pray for that person. If you're struggling with addiction, whatever you're struggling with in life, you're going to pray for that. And there's times, many times, especially if there's kids involved, you're going to expect a miracle or hope for a miracle or ask you for a miracle. Turn this stone into bread. But Jesus says, it's not about that. It's about every word that comes from the mouth of the Lord, from God. God is the creator. God is in control. We are the creatures, and we're not. And that's how life is. And Jesus says, just to make that clear, that's how it is. Creatures. God is the creator and in control, and we're not. That doesn't mean we don't pray. Doesn't mean we don't. Paul says in other parts, pray ceaselessly. You can't stop praying. So that's number one. Second, then the devil led him up and showed him in an instant all the kingdoms of the world. And the devil said to him, to you I will give their glory and all this authority. And that word authority, use that means power. Power. Earthly power. I give you all. For it has been given over to me, and I will give it to anyone I please. If you then will worship me, it will all be yours. And Jesus answered him, it is written, worship the Lord your God and serve him only. So that verse is based on Deuteronomy 6. Worship the Lord your God and serve him only. There's things in life, there's draw us to them. And sometimes we know what they are, and we battle them all our lives, but there's some things, and especially in power, I wish I was like that person. And I wish I had that thing. And I wish I could do that. And I wish, boy, like that person in church, I had their gifts. I wish I had a thing like that, right? Well, I really wish I could dig a bell, but I can barely do one. So it makes me very inspiring. So I keep that all. Okay, good. Yes. Temptation. What is that verse based on? 6:13.
The Lord your God you shall fear. Him you shall serve, and by his name alone you shall swear.
Jesus, I mean, God is the only one, Jesus says. By him you shall swear. The devil wanted Jesus to worship him. That is, bow down, get on your knees before him. That was the image that he used back in the day, back when Jesus was around. That's the image that he's talking about. Bow down. There's only one. There's only one God, our Creator. That's all. There's nothing else. Don't worship anything else. Old Testament called that idolatry, something beyond God, that is not God. Don't worship shiny things. Don't worship power. Worship God alone, whose word comes and the one that we rely on. Alright. Then the devil took him to Jerusalem. Now he's at the worship center. And placed him on the pinnacle of the temple. Saying to him, if you are the Son of God, not the devil knows that Jesus is the Son of God. That's not a question. So the devil knows that Jesus is a godly person, is a prophet, is someone who speaks the truth. If you are the Son of God, throw yourself down from here. The devil has learned after the first two responses, I'll throw some scripture in this time. This time I'm going to say some scripture. For it is written, the devil said. He will command his angels concerning you to protect you, and on their hands they will bear you up, so that you will not dash your foot against the stone. And that's a direct quote from Psalm 91:11-12. So the devil was just quoting scripture. Jesus, you're the Holy One. You throw yourself down. God will protect you. And Jesus answered, "Do not put the Lord your God to the test." And that comes from Deuteronomy 6:16. Go ahead and read that.
Do not put the Lord your God to the test as you tested him at Massa.
Now you remember that Massa scene? Remember that? Yeah, I did. I didn't have to Google. I just looked it up in the Bible. But that was the scene where in Exodus, I think it's Exodus 7:17. I don't have it written down. But it's where the people of Israel have been out in the wilderness and they're getting grumpy with Moses, like they have if you read the story. And Moses says to God, "God, you're going to stone me if you don't do something." And they wanted some water. Some guy said, "Well, strike this rock over here. Boom, get that rock away, and I'll do water." And someone just did that. Water changed people. Satisfying with water. For the moment. And so that Hebrew word means temptation. And you'll find in the Bible a lot of the Hebrew words mean what happened in that instance. So that was about temptation and testing. So that's why Jesus said, "Do not put the Lord your God to a test." And finish every test. He required them until an opportune time. Then Jesus, filled with the power of the Spirit, returned to Galilee, and the report about him spread to all his family. Now, what I like about I'll get it down. First week. This story is about us. Because Jesus here is doing what we do. Living a life and is in the wilderness now. You may have experienced the wilderness in your time. That time and place where you're on the outskirts, where you're far away from anything that's good, where you're not like I am right now in the center of this beautiful church in the ground. Because I'm right by the things that nourish and sustain us. I'm right by this baptismal font, which I will fill with water by the way right now. And maybe we will remind someone else about their baptism. Not fall asleep. But we remember that we are marked with the Holy Spirit. Marked with Christ forever. So the Holy Spirit marks us and leads us. Even if it's in the wilderness, we're led by God. God is with us. That's the promise. God alone. If we worship God alone, God will be with us even in the wilderness. Then we have this wonderful meal, the bread and the wine, the juice that we are about to take in. We're nourished by Jesus himself whenever we gather. That's why these two things are central. The Word is right there and right here when I'm speaking right now. The Bible and the Word preached. We're a Word sacrament church. That's what's central to us. So what I'm going to do is you've got your card. So take your card out and pen. Now, on the one, and this came from this suggestion, which I thought was a great suggestion, came from Pastor Petter, a doctor, Dr. Losey, who's from Luther Seminary. He teaches preaching. So his idea is to say, you know, we're so busy all the time with temptation, and there's so much faith. Let's work on trust. Trusting in God. Because that's what it's about, trusting in God. Oh. So on the first side of the card, here's what you're going to do. You're going to write down something important to you for which you feel confident about God's support in your life. What is the thing that you feel confident for? It could be love, family, it could be job, relationship with God, it could be health. But it's not given, not ones you don't think about. You got to think about them, but you know in your experience God supports that. Helps you out with that. It's something you just trust. You know for sure God is in your life with this thing. So think about that. Just put down one thing. The thing that matters. And I'll give you more time, but once you do that, then put on that side trust somewhere. Write down trust. So something where you feel confident of God's support. Raise your hand if you know something. Raise your hand if you're embarrassed. This isn't a test, this is for you. This is all for you. This is all for you. Okay, so then turn the card over. Now, one thing that is difficult to trust God with right now, something that's difficult. Now, this might be very personal. If you're with somebody, you might want to not let them see. You know, this is not an open book test necessarily for this part. Maybe it's a particular relationship, a job, or school decision, some kind of something challenging at work or home, family member, uncertain future, health. Something that's difficult to trust God.
Would you say that again?
One thing that is difficult to trust God with right now. So what's something, what's a struggle in your mind? Or something where you just think, I don't see you there. I don't get it. And it's something that because the title on this side is mistrust. So you have trust on one side, but then you know for sure. And then on the other side, you have mistrust, this thing that you're struggling with, that you're not sure, that you don't necessarily see God there. And then what we're going to do with these cards is you have an option. You take it home, or you put it in the offering plate. Now, if you take it home, you have a chance to, during the week, say, thank you, God. I trust you in this. On the trust side. And on the mistrust side, what do you do? Just prayer, step so briefly. And you have a card for this week. God, I don't know about this. Help me get through this, or what do I need to do? You know, why is it that some things are easier to trust with God and some things are harder? Because you know what Jesus would say? It's all about God alone. Trust in everything with God. That's what we're trying to get to. And trust in His children. If you take it, that's what you do. Now, if you want to put it in the, you know, sign it. If you want to put it in the offering plate today, we'll take it and gather it, and we'll put kind of thematic things together, and then we'll incorporate it and weave it into our time of prayer. And I will, because that takes a lot of prudence. But I will pray those prayers for you as well on the card. So if you want to drink that, and I will volunteer. So you have this. But if you want to turn it in, we'll pray for it, or keep it, and you pray for it. Either way, trust, mistrust. The thing that was great, I give thanks for, and the thing that's right. So there's one more chant, there should be one more. Luke 4:18-19. I'll just find that for a second. Trusting God takes work. And if you will, it is. Sometimes it takes a lot of work. I hope if you're here today that you can find some relief if you're in the wilderness right now with this meal and remembering your baptism. Maybe a word that I've spoken or a word that you've written down that will help you give thanks for the trust you have in your God. But here's some other hints that Jesus says right after this. So he's full of the Holy Spirit and is tempted, and he's still full of the Holy Spirit, and he goes into his place of worship just like you. And this is what he says in verse 18.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim release to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and claim the year of the Lord's favor.
That's it right there. Read it again. Read
the Spirit.
Release of what?
Release of the captives.
So freedom.
Recovery of sight to the blind.
Being able to see clearly.
Let the oppressed go free.
Let the oppressed go free. I'm all about that. To proclaim the year of the Lord's power. A favor. That's the good news. That's the good news. It's that simple. When you see what's happening in the world, that makes a difference in your life. And the best news is, if you haven't seen this yet, look at the sign across the street. It says, thanks, St. Mark, for impacting all of you. I know that we are making a difference in this world, in Jesus' name. Just simply, I just have to look across the street, and there's a sign that says, thanks, St. Mark. Now, if that doesn't get you excited, that doesn't center you. Well, it's almost right. But that is just one small piece of release and freedom and clear sight. So today, when you come to the table, be fed. Remember your baptism. Remember our God. We are God's creatures. Called to love and be free and show grace. Thank you. Coming to the stage.